This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm a Giants fan.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, look, George Contos going to join us in 15 minutes. So, more to come on what I feel was kind of a banner day if it were opposites day. Like, I as a Giants fan, I've never had this level of sort of like Bomel post-game frustration like I do today. So more on that coming up in a few. But I also want to scratch this itch for everybody.
Okay.
So Lucas put something on Twitter from our show yesterday that had something to do with the whole, like, Giannis and Steph and Jimmy and Draymond and then just a bunch of minimum contracts. And as you might expect, the responses from the Twitter world were, duh, like, of course you do that. And I'm actually looking at it, I'm like, God, I think the team would suck. Just personally, I think they would suck.
With those four and eight
and then just
minimums,
nothing but minimum contracts.
Knox and Quentin and Pat Spencer. And
it's like it's too top heavy. Like you have to actually play 48 minutes and a full season and be healthy and all of that stuff.
Look at the Phoenix Suns this year.
Exactly.
Which, you know, they had three of the individually best 17 players in the association, and they stunk.
Yeah, they were terrible. And I, you know, Bradley Beal maybe doesn't fit in that conversation,
fine,
but I get what you're saying from a salary standpoint. That's how it looked. So anyway, I thought this would be interesting because our buddy Nick Friedell was on with the Joes early this morning. So does everybody want a little bit more on just the actual nuts and bolts of the possibility of Giannis and the Warriors, if Giannis were to tell the Bucks, you got to send me there. So, first and foremost, this is Nick talking about how there's only one way that Giannis ends up here.
The only way the Giannis thing happens, in my mind, is if Giannis goes to the Bucks front office and says, I want to go to the Warriors, make this happen. That's it. Because not just on the surface or on paper, Warriors don't have what some of these other teams have to offer. I mean, it's not even close. Again, where are the assets? That is what I keep coming back to. Like, is Kuminga a solid player? Absolutely. Like, can he get better? Of course he can. He's still young. But what are you getting back in return, and what else are you throwing in that's going to make any team, Milwaukee in this case, feel like, yeah, okay, we're getting close to the value of whomever we're swapping with. So the Giannis thing only makes sense if Giannis goes to John Horst and that front office and says, there's only one place I want to be. There's only one person I want to play with, and that's Steph.
Okay. Now, he continued, though, the issue with Steph and Giannis playing together is?
Thing that would worry me again for the Warriors and Giannis trying to make this pairing work. Giannis is at a different stage of his career as well. I think we'd all agree that while the Warriors certainly still have a chance, that window is just about to close. And that's what happens when Steph reaches the age that he's at. So if you're Giannis, do you really want to come into a situation where, yes, you're still an incredible player, and yes, you absolutely would give the Warriors a better chance to win a title, but there's a very good chance in the next couple of years all these guys that you're coming in to play with are gone. Then what do you do? So, as always in the NBA, there's intrigue, but specific to the Warriors, that superstar pairing only happens if Giannis pushes for it from now until the time that something were to go down.
All right. How's that all grab you?
I think he's spot on both parts. One, the assets that the Warriors have are not as good as what the assets of another team would be for Milwaukee if all things are equal. Now, if Giannis says, I want to go there or else, then maybe you have to work with the Warriors. But the other piece that I really like that he said is, all right, so you bring in Giannis and it's a 2-year experiment. And after 2 years, and Steph is gone at 39 and Jimmy's contract is up and Draymond's contract is up and Steve Kerr maybe steps away from coaching after an unbelievable run, and you're Giannis and you're like, okay, I got a player option for $61 million. If I opt in, what do we have here? We've got 5 years of no draft picks and no talent around me. So if you're Giannis and you're thinking, all right, 2 years of Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, that's awesome and fun, but what's my future then? My future's bleak unless you at that point want to opt out and go be a free agent again somewhere else.
So I know he went to Mountain View.
That was big.
Google.
Yep.
And you can Google it to hear about the Google, actually. But, I mean, I'm totally with you, and I'll be straight honest. Like, I'm going to be on this ride because you and I host a afternoon drive radio show in the San Francisco Greater Bay Area, and we are the home of the Golden State Warriors. And so I am all, thank you. We are all on board with what the offseason holds for basketball teams, which is sort of fantasizing about who you want and how you'd get them and what it would look like. And I get it. Like, I'm no different than any of the fans who are all doing that right now. That said, I really look forward to when this is over, because I don't think it's happening. I think it's a complete pipe dream. I don't even know if it's as effective as what people think it might be, other than the obvious. He's a superstar. He's one of the best players in the NBA. And if you can get your hands on him, you're almost sort of obligated to do it. But I don't think that it just automatically means everything works out for the Golden State Warriors. It's super complicated. Like, I don't really know what the rest of the roster would look like. I don't know why Giannis would want to do this. I don't think Giannis is going to do this. So add all those things together, and it's like, I don't think this is happening. I don't think this should happen, and I don't think it will.
I agree with all three of those. And if I wanted to put a percentage chance that it actually does happen, and if I think about 1%, that feels a little bit high
that
to me.
That feels hot. Yep,
right. One in 100? Is it 1 in 1,000? It's probably closer to 1 in 250. If Giannis wants out, and it seems like he does, and if Giannis can mostly handpick where he wants to go, and I don't know if he absolutely can, but if you're Giannis and you think about where would I want to go, you want to go somewhere where you can win. You want to go somewhere that is going to fit your game and all the rest of it. And so Golden State is one of those options. But then you get into the practicality of what that would mean for the Warriors. And if the Warriors could do that without moving Jimmy Butler or Draymond Green, that to me is where it gets to be really unlikely.
More than unlikely. I don't even know how feasible it is, let alone unlikely.
So let's just say that it would be Jimmy Butler and three first-round picks and three pick swaps in the future.
Okay.
And, you know, Milwaukee says, all right, we'll do that. And that's what you end up doing. Are you appreciably better with Giannis and Steph and Draymond?
Probably.
A little bit better.
A little bit. They're already good, which everybody forgets. Right. They're already a good basketball team.
With Jimmy Butler, exactly.
Yeah, very good. Now, what is
so good that maybe this was the year where they, if Steph stayed healthy, maybe they could have, done a little something.
Freaking bracket fell their way, too. It really fell their way.
Both sides. I mean, Boston and Cleveland both out.
You needed to win one appreciably hard series. And I say that knowing that, the Rockets took them to seven games. No doubt. I give the Rockets credit. They did better than I thought they would. But I thought that was the Warriors series from the jump. And we'll never know what the Minnesota series would have looked like. We only know that the Warriors were up 1-0 and had home court advantage. And so we can woulda, coulda, shoulda all day long, but they certainly would have had a very good shot to win that series. And then Oklahoma City would have been just incredibly hard. And I doubt they would have won it. But that's it, one series. And then I would completely favor them against whoever's going to come out of the East based on the way that that's played out.
Yeah, Indiana, New York, I agree. Yep. And, you and I talked about it when they entered the Minnesota series where any of these eight teams, I think, has a live shot to go on and do the darn thing.
Especially if Oklahoma City were to trip up a little bit. And that was at a time where they were, I don't want to call it struggling, but they had to go to seven games.
Yep.
Had to go to seven games in order to beat the Denver Nuggets. So there were a couple of moments where that looked a little bit scary. They've always been the team. That's always been the standard all year long. They're the favorite. They've got the best record, all of that stuff. And I do think that they'll probably win this thing. But it would have been amazing to see the Warriors get their shot against that team. And I know most Warrior fans this year where if the Warriors had that series and lost it in six games, people would have been like, that's all right. I get that. Oklahoma City's incredible. And the Warriors took this thing all the way to the Western Conference Finals. But who knows? Who knows?
Right.
Minnesota was a bucket away from having this thing 2-2. Could the Warriors have done the same thing and then had a short three-game set with it? Maybe. So, yeah, man. I look at the way this has played out, and I fully get the looks that were on Steph Curry's face as he was sitting there watching this thing slip away from the bench.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
It's beyond
frustrating. He had a real shot.
No doubt. And, Jimmy, when he came in, they immediately became a different team. And you talked about it before where since Jimmy came, they were actually the 2 seed in the Western Conference. So if you think about it with that as the backdrop going into the playoffs, then, they absolutely had a very live chance.
We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. We're also sponsored by Inn at the Tides. Escape, book your stay at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay. Enjoy sweeping views, clean, fresh, cool ocean air in your room. A chilled complimentary bottle of wine awaits. Breakfast is served at the Tides Wharf, which is delicious, by the way. Book today at innatthetides.com. George Kontos joins us next, and we yell more about a ridiculous day for the San Francisco Giants. That's next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
So the Giants have a new closer.
They do, yeah. I think I saw that.
Yeah.
But you have to have the lead for them to actually have a new closer.
Good point.
As of right now, they've got a theoretical closer.
That was kind of the funny part about it. Was Bob like, they're like, when did you make the closer switch? He's like, oh, like 3 days ago. I just didn't tell anybody because he never had the lead in the ninth inning. Here's Bob Melvin today after the game with regard to the fact that a familiar name, Camilo Duvall, will now be the closer going forward.
Duvall's going to do the closing now. That's why we had Walker in the eighth.
Was that sort of a decision just recently made to have?
Yeah, I made it a couple days ago, a few days ago.
How did Walker take that?
He's fine. He just wants to pitch and help his team win.
He was so dominant last year. What do you think hasn't been as sharp for him this year?
He hasn't. He's pitching better. You know, today got out of a jam when he had to. But, you know, look, it can be fluid. Same thing happened last year when Duvall had it and Walker took over. So we're lucky to have two guys that can close.
Tell you what, the Giants this year, this might be one of the most sort of unrestful winning seasons I've seen in a while. Like, what is it right now? 31-25?
Yep.
31-25 just got swept, but 31-25, but look at all this searching. We need a bat.
Yep.
We need a new closer. We need a this.
We shuffle the starting lineup.
That's
or
right.
the starting rotation.
Rotation's getting moved around, some of it by need, some of it by choice. Let's talk it out. Let's go to the River Islands guest line, and our buddy George Kontos is on the line. Hey, George, thanks for coming on.
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. What do you make of the closer switch out there? Like, what do you see in Ryan Walker this year that obviously wasn't there in a great year last year?
Well, you know, I think he's fighting his delivery just a little bit. He's had some trouble locating, getting ahead in the counts. I mean, the stuff is still there, and it's still really good when everything's timed up. You know, I happened to be in studio, and we got him in one of the clubhouse interviews, and he kind of mentioned something in that when you throw as far across your body as he does, it's really important to replicate everything and to be very consistent in your delivery. And if something gets just a little bit out of whack, that release point can get a little bit affected, and you're not releasing it in the same spot because of how far across his body he is. And I think he's just been fighting that a little bit, falling behind in some counts. And, you know, obviously when you get hit around a couple times and the ERA spikes when you're in that ninth inning, sometimes your confidence can get beat down a little bit, and you got to maybe get yourself in a less highly leveraged role and get yourself back to feeling good again.
What's been the turnaround for Camilo Doval? I mean, last year it seemed like he was lost and he actually got optioned out and then he got brought back and now he's back in the closer spot. What's been the big change for him?
You know, the thing with Camilo that I've always thought is just his ability to throw strikes more consistently and get ahead of hitters, and he's done a much better job of that this year. He's definitely limited the walks. He's been able to throw his fastball for strikes and get ahead of guys, and that can make all the difference in the world when you're a guy who consistently can throw triple digits with the wipeout kind of slider that he has. So the fact that he's been able to get ahead of hitters and challenge guys, I mean, when you have that kind of stuff, strike one is your best friend, and he's been able to do that a lot more often this year.
All right, George, I'm just going to be straight with you, man. Today ticked me off. Today's game really, really ticked me off as a fan, and I want your unbridled reaction to a 4-3 ball game in the eighth inning with runners at second and third, and in 2025, we're sending somebody up there to do a safety squeeze twice in a row. What on, to me, that says that they're telling on themselves. They don't think that Christian Kost is capable of putting the ball in play to the outfield. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, you know, look, I can't say that I am feeling much different than how you are as a fan. You have guys at second and third with nobody out, and unfortunately aren't able to get even a run across. I think as a fan, that's a little bit frustrating. And even from, you know, watching it from a baseball perspective, you know, Tommy Canley, you know, the book's out on him. Obviously, he's got a great changeup. You know, you're going to see a significant amount of him. Obviously, Bailey wasn't able to get the job done on the first pitch, and he didn't hit it far enough. And, you know, the two squeezes attempts by Kost, and then you have Yaz come up and in a tough situation with two outs already, and you know you're going to see changeups. But you know it's tough. I agree. As one of as somebody who's watching the game, I felt you know, a little bit kind of, you know, a lackluster feeling after that inning, kind of what went the way it was as well.
What's the answer for an offense that has scored 24 runs in the past 11 games?
The good thing is pitching was my forte, and that's not something that I have to be the one to deal with. But, you know, I'll tell you what, everyone in that clubhouse and, you know, Pat Burrell and it goes from the players all the way up and down. There's a ton of frustration. This is something that I think when you watch this team work, when you have a pitching staff overall that's as good as it is, and you have a bullpen that's as good as it is with how hard these guys are going out and working, I think it's time that the fire gets lit under the offense to go and score some runs, because this team is too good all the way up and down offensively to be having the production that they're having.
George Kontos with us on Willard and Dibs, talking out Giants baseball. They lose today in Detroit again, 4-3, and in frustrating fashion left a lot of ducks on the pond. George, as a reliever in a leveraged situation with runners in scoring position, are you actually kind of stoked when you see the batter turn around to bunt?
I mean, yeah, I mean, absolutely, especially when it's a safety squeeze situation and you know, he can't get it done. But you know, coming in, you always want to come in with your best stuff as a reliever, right? And when you can come in and you're throwing your most nasty pitches or your ability to get out pitches, and guys are offering at it, they're doing you a favor. There's not much count leverage or count working going on. Obviously, Bailey was one pitch, and it was a three or four pitch strikeout to Cost. And, you know, obviously it was three or four pitches again to Yaz. So when Canley came in the game, it wasn't much of a heavy workload for him to get through that inning, which is the frustrating part. You want to put competitive at bats together. And obviously these guys are talented enough to go do that. It's just not happening right now.
Randy Rodriguez today I thought was awesome, and he just gave up the one hit that turned out to be the crusher. What have you made of his not only season but his career as a guy who might project as a future closer?
Well, he's a guy that obviously when he came up, the whole shtick on him was his ability to be in the strike zone and walks, and he's done a very similar job to Camilo in being able to locate his pitches incredibly well. He's getting ahead. That 98, 99, 100 looks incredibly electric out of his hand when you have that slider that he has that is a change plane slider. You know, one of them has really good straight down bite. One of them has a little bit more right to left in it. It doesn't do the same things twice, which is great. And, you know, he came in and got two big strikeouts. And a lot of the times when that happens, you're like, you see the light at the end of the tunnel. And not that this happened to him, but that third out in those types of situations is always the most difficult to get, because you've gotten the first one, you punch the first guy out, you punch the second guy out, you think, okay, I'm almost out of it. And not that you let your focus down, but sometimes those pitches to that third guy aren't quite as crisp. And unfortunately today it was the dagger that gave the winning runs or the go-ahead runs to score. But he's looked incredibly, incredibly good. I mean, he'd be a guy who could be closing for a lot of other organizations if he wasn't in our bullpen.
George, what do you see right now when you watch Willy Adames bat?
You know, there's a lot of things that you can kind of talk about when you see Willy. Obviously, he's in new threads. He got the new deal. There's a new culture, and obviously we're 2 months into the season, so these slow starts, obviously, if he was the only one having it, I think we'd give him a little bit more breathing room. But when a bunch of guys are kind of a little bit slower than you'd like to be, you start nitpicking a little bit. But the at-bats aren't – they're not terrible at-bats. He just hasn't quite gotten himself in the routine or the running that I think any of us expected, himself included. And we heard him post in pregame this morning, where he found something yesterday and he wanted to be in the lineup. It looks like he could be a little antsy trying to get things to happen or make things happen. Because he sees where the batting average is. He sees where he's in the lineup and what that production calls for. And obviously we're not getting it out of him. And, he's the first person to understand that and say that and want to get the ship pointed in the right direction.
And he's out there every day. I mean, he wants to play every single day. How challenging is that for Bob Melvin and company to, have a guy who wants to play all 162 where maybe he could probably benefit from having a day off? What kind of a balance is that for a manager who maybe wants to give a guy a break, but the guy wants to be out there every day?
Well, look, you want guys like that. You want guys in your clubhouse and on your roster that want to be out there, and it's understandable. You know, he wants to get out there, he wants to get his hits, and he wants to help this team win. You see it every time somebody does something great when the Giants are on offense. He's the first guy top stepping it, waiting to give guys high fives when they score, when they hit homers or what have you. So, at some point, Bo Mel might just be like, hey, look, we're going to give you a day. We're going to give you a mental day. Watch a baseball game. Be a fan unless we need you later on in the game. And, at some point that might come. But the fact that you have a guy who wants to be in the lineup every single day and who wants to get this thing going in the right direction is definitely the kind of guy that I want on my ball club.
George, we want to get this thing going in the right direction as well. So how? In other words, you look at this offense. Do you have a belief in the current group or does something need to happen? And what is it?
I think that the current group can get the job done. I mean, when you look at the top of that lineup, even the bottom of the lineup, there are guys who can have good production. Tyler Fitzgerald, look what he did last year. He's a guy that we know can do it. I really, really like Yaz in the leadoff spot. I think he's done a great job there for the most part when he's been in that number one hole. And obviously Elliott and Chappie and all those guys, we know what they're capable of doing. I just think that you need all those guys to be pulling in the right direction. And if the numbers and the statistics do say one thing, it's that these guys at some point will return to form, and you hope that they can do that sooner rather than later, because they're too good of baseball players to all be performing this way and having these things happen with runners in scoring position. They're all too good, and they've been doing this for too long at a high level to let have this happen for for an incredible amount of time.
George, you mentioned Rodriguez throwing 100, and it seems like everybody now in Major League Baseball throws 100. Is it too hard now as a hitter to have to face this level of arsenal from pitchers day in and day out?
No, I don't think so. I think that when you're a hitter and you step there in the batter's box, you practice seeing 100. I mean, the pitching machine will turn up to that fast, and guys can get the timing. That's really what the matter of fact is. And the guys who are incredibly dominant in this league, not only in our bullpen, but just in the league in general, are guys who can throw hard and have a secondary pitch that you can go out there and execute really well. You've mentioned guys like Camilo Doval and Randy Rodriguez. Those are the guys who, when you can locate with your fastball and you've gotten it in the hitter's head that, hey, I have triple digits coming at any time, the hitter has to respect that. So when you're sitting on fastball, then you can execute that breaking ball. Those are the guys that are going to go out there and be very, very successful. Guys who can command the strike zone with their fastball and throw those breaking balls executed in the proper counts. And that's what we've been seeing. But there's a lot of guys who go out there and throw 97 to 100 that are getting hit around and not doing it at a level that the stuff indicates that they should. So you really have to tip your cap to the guys that can go out there and continue to pitch. You know, just watching Paul Skenes go out there and watch how he has increased his arsenal with the two-seamer, with a changeup, with another little breaking ball. And guys who can control multiple pitches with that high-octane velocity, those are the guys who have success. And I think those are the guys that you really have to tip your cap to.
Hey, George, what did you do when you were in a slump, man? What was your process to get out of it?
Oh, man, I prayed that I was going to get in the game the next day. And I was very fortunate to play under a guy like Bruce Bochy for as long as I did, because if I'd had a day or two that didn't go well, Bochy would be like, hey, we're going to throw you right back out there to get you back on the horse. And, you know, for me, it was usually, I had the luxury of having several secondary pitches. Fastball command was really not anything I struggled with. Sometimes if I, you know, rolled out of bed and I wasn't feeling the slider that day, I'd lean more heavily on the cutter and the two-seam combination. So you just have to figure out what was working that day for you and get to it immediately. And the one thing that I noticed about myself is when I came in a game where I needed my best stuff, if there was traffic on base, if there was, you know, two runners on and less than two outs or a situation like that, I always, once my brain turned off and I could just see signs and go, that's what always made it easier. You know, getting out of your own way, the 5 inches in between your ears is always going to be your biggest help and sometimes can be your biggest detriment when you're overanalyzing and thinking too much. So just trying to get out on the mound for myself and do what I had done a million times and just see signs and throw the baseball.
But you didn't do something outside of baseball, you know, like voodoo doll or anything like that. Did you have something that you turned to?
You know, to be honest, I hit the weight room a little bit. I would go get a workout and try to get some stress out. I wish I could say that I was a golfer back then, but as a reliever, I would never go golfing on a day that I had to potentially pitch. So that would have been a really nice de-stressor to kind of get everything in the rear view. But other than just kind of, you know, doing some core work or getting some sprints, doing something to take your mind off of the anxiousness of playing the game of baseball, because when it's not going well, people in sports, and when you have to go out there day in and day out, you tend to micromanage and think of every little thing. So just being able to give your brain a breather, I think, is the biggest thing you can do.
You're talking to two golfers here. Why not golf on game day? You're a pitcher. It's not like you got a swing that you're going to ruin.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you what. Everyone always asks, did you ever play when you were? And I didn't, just because if I were to go play 18 holes and then come into a game in the seventh or eighth inning with guys on base and not get the job done, I would have tremendous guilt. So I didn't play unless it was on an off day. I would play golf, but you know, my main focus was to be ready to play at 100% when my name was called at some point when the lights were on at about 8:30 to 9:15.
Yeah, how about now? Are you any good, George?
I got pretty good once I retired. I fluctuate between about a scratch to a plus two.
Oh,
plus two?
Whoa!
Look at the big swing on Contos.
you ever play with Steph?
I haven't played with Steph. Okay. No, I was actually just in Napa. I was just in Napa with him at Bottle Rock, and we're both members at the same club in the Bay Area. Oh. So we've been talking about trying to get together, but he's a guy with a busy schedule these days.
Well, not these days. I mean, unfortunately, he's free here now in May and June.
Well, you should see what his schedule's got booked up for all the extracurriculars that he does when he's not in season.
George, these are big answers you're giving us right now.
That was one of the biggest flexes we've ever had from a guest on the show.
Like, are you good? And then you use the word plus. And then I ask you about Steph, and you're like, yeah, we're in contact. I mean, these are big answers right now.
Well, you know, golfers gravitate to one another. You know that?
Yeah, I do.
Athletes who are plus twos. Yeah, I mean,
exactly. We gravitate to people who shoot the same score as us.
You may have to actually give Steph a stroke aside if you guys ever get together and play.
Oh, man. Well, if I did have to do that and I won, there's going to be bragging rights for life for me.
Yeah, that'd
no
be
doubt.
Good. That'd be good.
Hit him with a night-night on 17. That'd be great.
That'd be amazing. George, thanks, man. Fun to talk to you.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, there he goes. George Kontos joining us on Willard and Dibs. And,
Up for George Kontos.
I was joking just because they're Bay Area athlete circles, but I didn't think he'd be like, yeah, we were at Bottle Rock. We talked about it.
Right. We're in the same club together, and, you know, we're trying to find a date to make it work. And I'm hitting him with, are you any good? Of course he's better than me, and if he's better than you, then he is really good because you're better than I am and probably the best golfer on the station, I would guess. You and Shasky might be. I don't know how good Shasky is. I've never seen it. But
pretty rusty, but anyway.
Sure. Anyway. But, you know, Kontos with I vary between a scratch and a plus two. And if you're a plus two, for those people who don't speak handicap, that means you're going to break par.
That's the other way, right. When it comes to handicaps, plus means under. It kind of means minus, not plus.
Exactly.
Anyway.
That means you're really good.
Yeah.
But, man, I take it back, George. You are good.
Yeah, he good.
You any good, Kontos?
Oh, man. He's like, I mean, yeah, kind of. But anyway, the Giants lineup is not. And they got to fix this thing, you know? And I'm not, like, categorically against what George just said with regard to – it's almost like that – question we had about Steph's running mate for 2 years, like, is the answer in the building? And Guru and I had this whole thing where, like, it's not in the building. And as it turns out, it was Jimmy Butler. He's not in the building. Are the answers to the Giants problems in the building right now? And it feels in the moment like the answer is no. It feels that way to me. And I don't think that these are wholesale type changes. I do think that there will be bigger moves, if necessary, that come more in the traditional July sort of a way, but I think a minor tweak or two needs to happen soon. And maybe Encarnacion, who started a rehab assignment last night and homered in one of his first at-bats, maybe he is going to provide a little help over there at first base. And yes, it's interesting that they are playing Marco Luciano at first base today. Like, these things are not an accident. The Giants know what time it is, and they got to do something about this. This production cannot keep going the way it is. But what I saw today was not just poor production. It was an admission. It was an admission that you knew poor production was going to happen. And so they played the eighth inning like a little league coach would. And that to me, as a fan, it was pretty triggering.
Offensive almost, you know? And you can't have that when you're in a situation where your starting pitching is amazing and your bullpen is numero uno in baseball and you've got a 3-0 lead. And the bullpen today, they didn't give it up, but they didn't lock it down. And so now you're down 4-3 and you had chances to score and you couldn't. And the fact that you were already saying from the sixth inning on our text thread, like, no chance are they going to score another run. And then you got second, third with nobody out. And you were proven true. Like, you couldn't score a run even in the most golden of situations.
You know, it's funny. I truly believe this about baseball fans. What determines your enjoyment of a season is whether or not your team can fall down by 2 or 3 runs and you feel like they're still in it. That is the determining factor. You don't need stars. You don't need to score 8 a game. You don't need anything. What you need is, like what the Tigers did today, you fall down by 3 runs, that's okay. we might come back and win the game. The Giants did this in the 2021 season. And by the way, they were doing it a little bit early this year. If you really go back and look at all of their walk-off wins and all this, this team has the mental side of doing this. I do think they have this. They have a stick-to-itiveness. They have a belief. They've got a vibe. They've got all of those things. But the execution of it has now just been lost. And it will kill the fans if they feel every time you fall behind, the game's over. Nothing will kill the experience more than that. And that's how the Giants feel right now.
Right, and it feels conversely like when they have the lead, especially late in the game, it feels like they're going to win it. They're going to lock it down because their bullpen is so good. So that feeling is awesome and does remind you of the championship years. But the other side of it that you're describing, the flip side where Detroit gets four runs and now you're down 4-3 and there's a feeling of like dread and the reality that they're probably not going to score. And if they do, I mean, it would be an upset. And so they go out there and they don't score again and you lose. That is a feeling that as a fan, it makes it, you know, a lot less fun to watch a game. You know, you'd rather lose a game 11-10 than you would probably 2-1.
Well, if it's every night,
right?
I mean, the 11-10 thing can be frustrating too. It's like, come on, pitching staff, what are you doing?
Right.
But yeah,
like at least in that mode, if you're down 11-4, you'd be thinking, all right, this team, we could light it up. This team can come back.
They went to Detroit for half a week and scored five runs, and two of them came on one swing today from Ramos. It's not enough. It's flat out not enough. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. What about this? And we'd love to hear from you on this. 888-957-9570, and there's a reason we're asking. Do the playoff games need to be further spread out? Aaron Gordon brought this up, essentially, when the Nuggets got eliminated in his injury. But the Golden State Warriors, in the offseason, in a roundabout way, have insinuated that the reason that they were eliminated and the reason that they lost Steph Curry was because of the number of games and the frequency of them. So we can get into that a little bit. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, my God.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
That had to be the weirdest moment of the month, don't you think?
It was pretty weird,
That was a weird moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, my God.
I will never know what was going on there.
Yeah.
What was going on?
I have no idea.
Why was that so jarring?
It's a great question.
Thank you. I mean, it's not like any crime was being committed.
As far as we know. I mean, he could have had a second phone going and, you know, there could have been something going on that second phone line.
I mean, he's just talking to a couple of jabronis on the radio. You say whatever you want, even if you say something you're not allowed to say, Grandy will dump it.
Yep.
So, like, I don't know.
You said tomato, not potato.
Ah,
yeah, like that. We'll take care of it. It's fine.
Don't encourage it.
No, I'm not encouraging Nicole and cuss, even though YouTube.
We're going to go through this in alphabetical order. Oh, Schmidt. That was my... I think that's what you said.
This is actually going to be an alphabetical order.
Oh, I mean, the most ridiculous cussing in radio history. There was no reason for me to owe Casey Schmidt that.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
And I've been doing this
Nancy
now for
Kerrigan, you all. Why?
26 Why? Years, Mark, I've been on the air, and I believe that's the only time I've ever swore. And there was no reason for it.
Right, but it wasn't purposeful. It just came out.
It did.
Those are the ones that I like. The only time I've ever done it, I did it on purpose. I didn't know it was on the air.
Oh, yeah.
I thought my mic was turned off.
There is that.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yep.
Schmidt happens.
It was with luckily, it was with the Boise Hawks. So, you know, like 12 people listening to some minor league baseball game in Idaho. So, whatever. Nothing ever happened out of it. But that was my only time, and I did it on purpose. You should feel good about yourself. It was a funny accident.
Yeah, a happy accident. I just would have liked it to have had more real purpose behind it. You just said that you were going to go through something in alphabetical order, and I said, oh, Casey Schmidt. Like, why?
Like what I said was not jarring or controversial at all.
It was procedural, and I responded with a Casey. I don't understand why.
Well, some things in life are inexplicable.
Yeah, there it is.
A lot of it, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, right? If you get to the end of every day and ask yourself, did I do anything today that just didn't need to be done or didn't really make sense?
Of course.
You could come up with a list every day.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably the majority of the day.
Right.
It's like, you know, did I really need to do that or...
Do you know what my thing is? Oh, God, I got to get rid of this damn habit.
Okay.
For crying out loud, I got to get rid of this habit. I did it well last night. I sent you all an email. I sent you all an email with like a bunch of stuff that might be discussion starters or things that we can play with today. And that I felt was like productive. That felt productive. Whether it was or not was TBD, but it felt so at the time. I have the nastiest habit of being like, I am so tired, I can't put one foot in front of the other at like 9:45. Little guy will go down, and I'm just like, dude, if I could just get some dishes in the damn dishwasher and brush the damn teeth, I am going to bed. And then the whole thing is happening, and then the laptop goes, hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, that's right. Let me go check that email, or maybe I got a voiceover audition or something I need to respond to. And I go over there, and then I open the thing up, and then all of the tweets and the DMs and the stupidity is just there. And I, even as I'm doing it, I'm like, I should stop this. I should stop this. And then it wakes you up, and I get my eighth wind, and it's 11:45 yet again.
Yep.
It happens like five nights a week.
Last night you sent that email, which, by the way, was very productive.
What time did I send it?
10:48.
Okay.
So I got it this morning, and I like the emails more than the texts, just because.
Oh, I didn't even know that. 4 years with you, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I mean.
We rarely do the emails.
We do. We rarely do. And just all the texting, it becomes a lot of, you know, thumbs and button pushing. I'd much rather just go to the laptop and type. Today I stepped out and had some coffee in the morning by myself, outdoor patio, and I saw your email and I thought, this is great. I'm going to respond to all of it. I had some good ideas. You had some great ideas, and we kind of got the ball rolling, and I liked it. I liked the email.
And I went to bed after that.
Right.
But, well, but yeah. No, 4 weeknights out of five, I want to kick myself in the shin. Like, why? What do we get out of that? And Twitter's so stupid now anyway.
Completely.
Does everyone have this experience? It's like I'm searching for the stuff on there that I want, but that's like 20% of it now. 80% of it is just autoplay videos of like, here's one time where somebody died right after this happened, and it'll just be this video. Or it's a video of like, look what happened to this couple when they got into the, like, what is, I don't know what happened to that website.
Tab over to the following tab instead of the for you tab.
Hang on.
Yep.
Hang on.
I keep it on the following, but still.
Following is just people that you follow. The for you is the algorithm suggestion for things that you might like.
Well, look at that. I didn't even know that existed.
Welcome back, Grandy.
There you go.
Thanks, Grandy.
You're welcome.
That's helpful.
You might have just got me about 40 minutes of sleep every night. I didn't even know. I didn't even see that. But why is it called for you? I'm like, that's very much not for me.
Right.
I don't want to watch people, salacious videos, women with big you-know-what, guys. Like, why? Get this off of my feed.
Help me fix my phone?
I need to get back to the for you, apparently. I'm missing out on some yabos. Some big old yabskis. The algorithm, I was going to save it for Friday on what's bugging me, but the algorithmification of our world.
Yeah, like
everything now is an algorithm.
It's anything salacious. It's, yes, it can be people who look good or people who are screaming at each other or people who are being violent with one another.
Or animals. A lot of animals on that page.
Animals are attacking each other. Planes are crashing. I'm like, what did I do on the internet that makes you think that's for me?
It's all fake. I really think it's all fake. It's just Elon puffing things up. I don't understand who likes those videos.
I am the least violent human being in the world. I have no interest in any of this crap. I want to know what Tim Kawakami said to Steve Kerr. That's all I want. I just want to know why David Lombardi thinks yet again that this is wonderful for the Niners. That's all I want. I'm just trying to find that. And
you're good now.
Are we good now?
Yes.
Well,
you're welcome.
You just never know. I just clicked over to my for you.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
The top four tweets. Whitey Gleason.
Okay.
Sources. Kings expected to reach out to other teams to gauge interest in trades. Tweets down.
No.
That's great.
Hold on a second.
That's for me.
Read that again.
Sources.
Whitey Gleason. Go ahead.
Sources. Kings expected to reach out to other teams to gauge interest in potential trades.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on, I'm going to tweet something. Sources. Golden State Warriors are also expected to do their job this offseason. And tag Whitey Gleason.
Two tweets down
is
one from
I don't care.
No, I don't care.
BPA.
Oh.
A tweet that he directed at Butcher Boy.
BPA is for you?
Can you really afford to start a catcher in this day and age who hits $1.75? It's a tweet to Butcher Boy that apparently is for me. And the final one is from a Mark_T_Willard. What a disaster of a series for the Giants.
Yeah.
So that apparently is...
That's for you.
For you. I didn't get that in my following.
I sent that
anyway.
For you. I did. And everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think your greater point is the best point, which is Twitter's not like it used to be.
No.
And when you get past 10 o'clock, put down the phone. It's over. There's nothing there that you really need to be checking on. That's all.
Like I'm over in the following. Here's the other problem, Grandy, and thank you for this piece of advice.
You're welcome.
But I'm over on the following tab. Okay, the first thing is from Courtney Cronin. You know who Courtney is. ESPN. And now she covers the Bears, whatever. So I follow Courtney Cronin. So she tweeted something about Caleb Williams. All right, there's number one. The second thing is from VSiN Live, which I don't. Oh, I guess I do follow. And okay, so whatever. They've got some bets on some things. And then MLB tweeted out some stuff. And then I've got a whole line of stuff from Verizon, BuzzFeed, something called It's Based. Like, I don't know what any of this is either.
Right.
What the hell is all of this?
And you're following all that?
Apparently.
Are you following Ian Rappaport?
I am
Rap Sheet?
I don't think I follow BuzzFeed. Yes, I follow Rap Sheet.
Because he just dropped a little piece of news.
What are we at?
The 49ers have brought back former Jaguars assistant Ethan Waugh, W-A-U-G-H, naming him their new personnel executive. So the Niners making some front office moves.
Who are you?
That would be amazing if his middle name was Sham.
And it's W-A-U-G-H, so I don't know if it's Wug or Waug.
Let's go with Wow.
Yeah.
Did anyone get that joke? No one got that joke.
Wow, dude.
No one got
I get it.
Did you get it?
The ShamWow.
Thank you.
Of course. The ShamWow guy.
Granny, do you know
who
that is?
No, of course I got
okay.
it.
Okay. No, shake your head at it. That's fine. I just want, like, you literally gave me three faces of I don't even get the joke. And that happens a lot.
It was just a bad joke.
That's fine. If you don't like the joke, I don't care about that. I'm old enough to not care what people think about what's going on. It's okay. I just want to know that you got it. Ephraim and I ended up doing almost two of our 3 hours on Sunday night, and this was the inspiration for this was the day we were doing the show. It was the 42-year anniversary of the release of Return of the Jedi, and our technical director, our board op, if you will, she's 22, and so we started the whole show with regard to the idea of, like, as we get older, the references that we make on air more and more often, we're looking at people in the room who are like, don't get it. That one went flying over my head. Like, Dibs is over here doing his deep dive, and he's like, in 1988,
yep.
And Grandy and Lucas just gloss over. They don't even know that 1988 happened. So that's like, that increases. And I don't have a time stamp on the ShamWow guy. When was the Sham? I didn't know if you knew who the ShamWow
Billy
guy
Owens?
Was.
Rest in peace, I believe.
That was not
what
Billy Owens. No.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Billy Owens?
Not the basketball player.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
He's talking about some other infomercial guy, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, anyway, this got really weird really fast.
ShamWow guy is a 61.
Okay, I'm glad you got the joke. You just didn't like the joke.
Correct.
That's fine. All right, and the Niners hired someone that we've never heard of?
Yeah, and okay. It's Billy Mays, Lucas, you were thinking.
Thank you.
Billy
That's
Mays.
A Flex Seal guy.
Billy
correct.
Owens. Poor Billy Owens. Dibs is the guy who kills people on this show.
Hope Billy Owens
alive.
Is good.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Good Lord, yeah. Lucas.
Yeah, Billy Mays, rest
all
in peace.
Anyway, this is what we were going to say after I tell everybody that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.